Okay, I think we're pretty good to get started here. My name is Stephanie Clark, and I'm the Director of Recreation, and I've been involved in the distribution of bottled water to the community, and I've been asked to introduce the press, or open up the press conference. To my far left, we have Dr. Patterson. In the middle, we have Mayor Kenny Bell, and we have CAO Amy Elgersma, to my very immediate left. Mayor Bell will be starting with his remarks.
Thank you, Symphony. I just wanted to take this moment to thank the citizens of Iqaluit for their patience during this difficult time. Not only the citizens have been fantastic, but our business community has also been amazing. And, of course, the employees from the city, all of our city staff have been unbelievable, working up to 16 hours a day, some of them. We couldn't ask for a better crew. And of course, the government of Nunavut and now the government of Canada, who is also coming to our aid during this time. I'm going to turn the floor. Oh, sorry. I'll let interpretation happen, and then I will explain that in a second. Julie or Jeannie?
Stephanie Clark, being what to the Gonga Japan, Unica Hatona, Tacuning up. To Sharaton Ethnic, Amatana, Amy Elgersma, Timmy, and Alet, and Mario, and the Mayor Bell, Nidlianer, and Lutin, Tamachamina, to Sharatami.
Thank you, Jeannie. After we speak, we'll give a moment for interpretation, consecutive interpretation, so that everyone that's watching live will be able to hear it. So after that, I'll give it over to Jeannie. Jeannie or Julia? Thank you. Pass the floor over to you, Amy.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. I'd like to share with you information about the city's investigation to date and the work that's being undertaken specifically to the water treatment plant and the city's distribution system. The investigation has pointed to potential contamination of the soil or groundwater outside the water treatment plant, which may have leached into the North Clear Well in the treatment plant, causing contamination to the city's drinking water. The city's water engineering consultants and other support personnel are in Iqaluit bringing in additional expertise as required. The city has successfully isolated the tank that was affected and completed an initial inspection. While there are no obvious cracks in the tank, there are some areas of concern that need to be investigated further, and this will take place early next week.
No, na lepa yat ko imer met kau yung magitang ito kasi yati halun nito ama asing ni ikana yat ni ikayok ni ila bilang hati hagan luti tamang nga kaiwan ni ato ko halun nun bilang hagan luti tamang ko niya no na lepa yat ko katame asano atwe tisi yung nito.
By the end of today, staff and contractors will have the tank completely drained and cleaned in preparation for a detailed inspection by a team of concrete and reservoir specialists. The city has successfully bypassed the North Clear Well, which is the affected tank, and is currently treating the water at the water treatment plant and feeding it into the distribution system. This tank has been bypassed, so we're able to continue treating the water. While the city is working on removing the hydrocarbons from the water, there's still some remaining in the treatment system, specifically the reservoir tanks. They're presenting as hydrophobic, and they tend to remain on the surface, which means they can be removed directly from those tanks using a vacuum system, preventing them from entering the city's distribution system. This week, the first round of flushing of the city's water pipes was completed, and there will be additional flushing once the work at the water treatment plant and reservoir are complete to remove the hydrocarbons from the system.
Tamana pejare tau yo me pat sule ime ye kandila ngata takwa ame ku ngai pau me imam me tu peja tau kan ne ne sulule.
As mentioned earlier, we do suspect that contamination from the soil or groundwater outside the plant has seeped into the water treatment plant into the affected tank. So an environmental site assessment, phase two, a subsurface investigation has begun. We are expecting to drill samples early next week. We'll take subsurface soil and groundwater samples from outside the treatment plant and on the site. The next steps will be dependent on testing results, and we will take direction from our experts on actions required to remediate the site.
Kawata dana kawyo jaw samalakto sugut mene hatta imanga nuna awate ne tapi suma awate ne kawyo sak pandela nga tatulle ne dana lo nuna ike nga kawyo sak taw pandela mejo pensawa sura to me kha putu gedan le ngo sutu tawna nuna ike nga siwa nga amma imme khawja sak tawla nga sila ta ne pijawlu ne imme me salo mak sai de ta ka pele ya ngo la tu kingur le me malela to khawja sak taw jo khanwe ne manga ta te ma khawja me ta ne ta kitu na ngo sutu khanwe le la manga ta khanwe le le khanwe le le ha manga ta tapin na salo mak sak taw na lo ne ininga.
In addition to the flushing, tank inspections, water system testing, the environmental site assessment, the city is implementing an online real-time water monitoring station focusing on detecting and trending hydrocarbons. The water monitoring station was installed today. And it will allow the city to obtain real-time information on hydrocarbon levels and also alert the city to any city operators to any changes that may occur or any presence of hydrocarbons in the water.
Tak kun nogle illegative tilbud, kompetente rettende og mahavis rettende og avatarne havis rettende. Havis er nogle sutu tak kun nogle pågående solipita hamanga nogle sinne kata nu nogle pågående kanne jeg tænke nu havis kan ikke man ne at du kan du inna havis ne kata havis ne kata tilbud tak kun nogle imi kautingen netune.
Excellent. Thank you, Amy. Is there any questions for Amy from the media? Nick, if you could just say your name for the record, please.
Yep, sure. Nick Murray, CBC News. Amy, pardon me, I don't have a degree in geology or civil engineering, but when you're talking about the city still needs to treat the water with hydrocarbons in it, pardon me, I guess I'm just confused because I understood it that the city had isolated that tank. So I'm just wondering... where is that water coming from that still has hydrocarbons in it?
Thanks for the question. I think that...
Interpretation first. Julia?
CBC News. Tana emi kaute aseano tamene ona rave o tapane gon ne tuni go tamana emi mito stogo nakinga la tanga kia nei.
Thanks for the question. I think that it would be best to hold off on that question until Dr. Patterson completes his presentation, as there'll be a greater understanding of testing results.
Kent, if you could state your name for the record, please.
Kent Driscoll, APTN National News. Amy, this is a more logistical question. I'm wondering how many tanks are there in that location, aside from the contaminated one, and what's going on with the other tanks?
APTN, people are able to hear Amy talk about Amy County. Take on Amy County, have been made to Katilata ng matatena lo pilta minyo na kate ime kaute te kanito pilta o simalatilo wa katilata ng mata.
So the tank that I'm referring to is referred to as a clear well. We have two clear wells in the water treatment plant. One is called the North Clear Well. It's on the back side of the plant. And the other one is called the South Clear Well. And it's more towards the front of the plant. There are additional tanks for additional processes within the plant, but those are the two tanks that the city's been working with primarily. But there's a series of other processes that may have some other tanks within the plant. These two are under the ground. They're quite far into the ground, actually similar to a basement that you would have, and they're concrete foundations.
Tema. Tako emme kauti kausi rekattaa ka clear well on ne kaujakka emme kauti onnaga ne to tena ungatani nessa emme kauti ka beuta pistuminga ammalo nigeani ne rapatta butana saanga ne nessa ulun emme kauti ka bimmi ammalo tako ella kaniga loange tako nuwa nalle okumaangu meyo nuna le pau yale ga yeko atu patta tangel le ta kwa ma ulwa clear well ngona ka yanne takwa ma o e pangi atane to nuna atane unane kala unane atane ge apigala kaute kabe meo tauna katta oso na kawata tu me ina katuti.
Trevor, state your name for the record, please.
Trevor Wright, Nunavut News. You guys mentioned last week that the flushing would take about 48 hours, but it's a little longer than that. Is there any reason why?
Tana Nunavut News. People are looking up at you. Amy Montana, I got the 48 Peter Town and Rattalo, Kissen, Akonim Sagala, Memman, Tamasiminga, Canu Materni.
So the city was flushing the lines this past week to remove hydrocarbons from the distribution system. The city preemptively started flushing on Thursday, and as more data became available, we proceeded to implement a directional flushing program from the plant outwards into the distribution system. So that took a little longer than expected. The city has completed the initial flushing program, and once other water processes at the reservoir are complete, we will commence another round of flushing the city's lines.
Kira memang nak sahur ni atau kalau kalau hati ku kita ni aku ni nak sahur lah aku dah memang teman nak sahur masa tahun ni ngah pija tahun ni ngah paham emang ni dah mati sambil kan pilih ya sendiri lah ngah tak tamat cuma ngah kau jual leting.
The city has completed the initial flushing program, and once some other processes at the water reservoir are complete, another round of flushing will start.
Thank you. Emma, can you speak your, state your name for the record, please?
Emma Tranch of the Canadian Press. To follow up on Trevor's question, how long will this round of flushing take? And can you give us any kind of timeline for when the entire process will be completed?
Canadian Press, people are looking at Trevor, I'll be cutting your car.
So the city will be working on finishing up the work to remove the surface layer of the reservoir this weekend and early into next week. It's dependent on some local equipment that's available and that kind of thing, local resources that are available to do that. And we have successfully done that with the clear wells, so we expect we'll be able to be successful, of course, with the next phase there. And then the flushing will probably take possibly 4 days to complete once the other work is done.
Orlunu te samanun te melinga te taula orlune salama sota wea kanne rajat.
Nick.
Nick Murray, CBC News. Amy, earlier you had said that there were quote no visible cracks in the tanks, but there were areas of concern, and then you stopped there. Can you elaborate on what those areas are and what the concerns are?
Nick Murray, CBC, Connect.
So we sent some initial photos over to the concrete specialist, and there were a couple areas that he has identified as needing some further investigation. So I can't really say much more than that right now. We'll receive information from him and his team once they complete their inspection and investigation. So I don't have much more to say on the tank without having the report from the experts.
Kent Driscoll, EPTN National News. Amy, what I'm wondering, that power plant has been there since the late 60s. Lake Geraldine was first dammed off for use in the late 60s. And the water plant has been there since the 70s. There's a large history up there. I'm wondering, is there anything in the history of the city that indicates there was a previous spill there? I'm wondering, how is history taking a part in the investigation?
So Kalawada has a history of contaminated sites. As you know, the previous airbase from the U.S. Armed Forces, it's well documented that that there are contaminated sites around Iqaluit. The information that we have is that the water treatment plant was originally built in 1962. As part of the city's environmental site assessment, we will be gathering the history of that site and surrounding areas, and the testing that we complete as part of the soil and groundwater testing for the environmental site assessment. We will also be comparing that to the samples that were taken of the contaminant to try to identify the source.
Sorry, I turned on Trevor's. Can you turn that off, Trevor, and I'll give you next. Sorry, Julia, thank you.
Taste money, so loss, so not to Kalos Mamanga, Takaris at Tels Mamanga, take merely gate, Tamani, in a capatumini, so not to Kayas Mamata, Tamana, Lotita Tels Matiatuni, Yakaluni, Tana, Sana Yoga, and Nico, my 62 Mutil logo. Ilagi jaulune nunale pau jalaga jiko ekalunne haesa ningannu tamasuma sowasuma ningane nuname haesa otige lautange tamane sowasuma ne olautu kime ojaune atu hanutige igin gitigin mangata tamatumu attu manga.
I guess this would be a Trevor Ray, Nunavut News. I guess this would be a question for the mayor, but how do you feel about how the community is responding to since this crisis started?
Trevor Ray, Nunavut News me. Apakotigi gayatalwa katana me yamo. Apakotigi yamalogo kano ipigibio. Takakunanga inulimane kiu yotau hatatu istumagi jauningi tamastama missaanungayu.
Thank you, Trevor. you know, I couldn't be more pleased at how everyone's reacted, actually. It's a serious situation and, you know, obviously very unfortunate and something that I would never want to wish on, you know, even any mayor and any citizen. It's a rough situation to be in, but we're pulling together well. The community, like I said in my start speech here, you know, our businesses have come together, even outside businesses and organizations have come to our aid. You know, the city of Iqaluit staff are, you know, unbelievably fantastic, and it is honestly an honor to serve with them. And, you know, the government of Nunavut and Dr. Patterson's office have been a great help. And now the government of Canada are coming to help us as well. So, you know, I, as a citizen and you know, a member of this team, I couldn't be more pleased with the way everything has been going during this difficult time.
Kuyana me Trevor ta na pakutiki gabio ta na pilata ga lolo ne ato gatti go ta ka ko es maga yang es maga lo ko pilata ngo ne ngano kina tu na le mate a te me to ko ko ga yang te ata ga me ya na me tu na se ma yo pi ya ga tu yo lo ko atta ammalo kanuto ko tigil lo ko maketa te ga su tu na ga atta pitte ga su ko go Silo tani nga se mayo lo kane yo be ya e ka yo ngata se na ngata nonal paula ya le ga yiku lo kane ya tinge pilo te se ma biu tin mata nona bo gava ma ko ngilo lo ta Patterson ko kana ta gava ma ko ngilo e ka yo ma se ma lo te te ma e la ga yo yum na ga ma le ta ko no nga e ka yo ka lo no ko ya ga te ata ka e ka yo no ngi
Emma?
Emma Trancher, the Canadian Press. Just to follow up on what the mayor just said about Canada stepping in, can you talk about the fact that the army is coming here? What are they going to be doing? What kind of support are they going to offer?
Thank you, Emma. So I met with Major Scott Purcell this afternoon via Zoom, who is a local major. Right now, they've undertaking an assessment of the locations that they want to see where they can put a treatment plant. And I don't know what the name of the treatment plant is off the top of my head, even though I was sent it earlier. But they're looking at multiple different locations and making sure that they fall under our emergency water license. So they're looking at all these things, and as well as, you know, the footprint of their treatment plant is pretty big, so they want to make sure that they're not impeding on any of the work that is currently undertaking in the short-term and the long-term fix of our facility. So right now it's a little bit too early to say what they're going to do, but they bring in 3 to 5 people today that were, you know, hit the ground running and looking for locations.
Just a note that this is part of the emergency preparedness planning, and the assistance is based on contingency planning.
Major Scott Purcell Metana Tamani Muta Major Lune Kawi Sanio Misano. How is Sunday on Gata? Summit, Pandao Sion the Mit. How you malatang in Tarasukutiani, Kayangua, Mangakisiani, Namituina, Inigiyagun Narayat, Mitasimua, Kinning Wusumata, Tamasiminga, Emilarinamo, Laisalarinam, Pivaliana Ranea and Lutti, and Malo Angiola Mitema, Kamakata Simalini Lutti. Kila miu yumi akunia tumilo akisema yuti same tamakuninga isumasa siya kutakane ang atat he ma akata otiki yung nangitunga kanwilinga latami ang mga kisiane pingasu talimalukia tamane pelerellote kelingus mata enige yauga yat ngwatu ya tumetasmuwa illa enige yauga yakaga yatume ammalo tuabandaste yokatillugo palungaste majaga yakandama pandaoste yundammuwa amma neriunangitsunu kanuwinniu kallagunnattunu.
We're going to take these next three questions and then move on to Dr. Patterson's presentation. Amy and I will be available for questions later as well, or I will for sure. Melanie?
Melanie Rashad, Nunatsiak News. I know the city is flushing its system out multiple times now. How will the contaminant affect the plastic pipes, water tanks, heater boiling systems inside people's homes?
Tänä nona tärkeimmäksi kuin niinäksi me jo. Tarkoa salamassa taumassa tai ei me jättä ollut ei tämälläkin ei tämän näin me attuin jos pahano kikutin nä ainakaan että iloa ne ei meillä kujutingin ne okusautingin ne lo ei me ne attupatuni.
The city is mitigating risks to its infrastructure through the flushing practices that are happening. And the city has put out a information that was provided to us by Public Health that come from Health Canada and AWWA guidelines recommending cleaning of various household appliances and items, such as cleaning your coffee makers and so on. So that information is available, and the city will put out additional information during the next round of flushing also.
Tema pilo ja kutsan eta makunnga ulogana tuina gailenni pilo jutene pilo ja hattui tamakwa ohmaine na ta kunne ila kikutuina ne ilusella rikunne amma kannata me ilusella rikunne tukisiga patto tamakunnga kano pilot ya ikut sana kita harun nama amma pilot hati harun lote tama ko tu kasi ya ako tsa kano salama sa tawun nama nga ta iluin ilungan nito imilag ito tigala imil nilo ato patut lune sakit tawla mga
Nick.
Nick Murray, CBC News. On various parts of Khalouit's internet this week, emotions have been running high. The mayor has been, let's call it, spirited towards one of our local newspapers. So I wanted to give the city an opportunity to set the record straight once and for all on this whole testing for hydrocarbons issue without leaving it up to interpretation. Since October 12th, when the reports first started emerging of smells of fuel in Khalouit's water system, since October 2nd, pardon me, and before October 12th, when the Do Not Consume order was issued by the government of Nunavut, did the city or the government of Nunavut or any other agency test for hydrocarbons in the water? And if it did, what date was the first test administered? And when did the results come back?
Ipigo sistema biotin mata tamassuminga pitjutaujumi. Sokunnattu kareanga taana imi. October 2 ujummani teemangani uhattu kakattali jumma. Neema jo kakattariassangani ostualustunnikeanga imi. Ammalu October 12 ulautinnako tamanna ukausi uvalleelattillugu. Nunali paujallega yiku nunavu gavamakungillo kaui sastimava imimmi tamatuminga hydrocarbon unagattami sivunnatumi pitakarianga.
As stated at the October 15th press conference, we heard on October the 2nd that there was a reports of fuel in the water. City sent out its crews to investigate right away. The next day, we opened an investigation. We reported our concerns to public health officials, and we met with public health officials that Sunday. We started looking into what was going on. The next day, we sent out rush samples to the lab to test for hydrocarbons and to have those results analyzed. We reviewed all the city's water logs and data, inspected water facilities, the pump stations, and so on. We then continued our investigation. We secured a water engineering consultant to assist with the investigation. We monitored the situation and started working on testing programs. The city took this very seriously. It was unknown what was going on at the time. It was very challenging to understand what was happening. Given that there was a lack of concentration in one area, test results that we had seen as far as our disinfection looked good. The city took this very seriously, started investigating right away, and we brought in additional experts, hiring water engineering consultants and other expertise and support as needed. The test samples that we did send out, the city didn't have the specific test kits, as that's not a normal sampling program. It's not part of our sampling program. So we called the lab first thing on Monday and asked them how we could send the samples down, and they advised to send them in another type of bottle that we use for another type of test. So the tests we received later that week came back negative. And from there, we wanted to continue testing, of course, but we believe that the type of bottle that was used, may have lost concentration as it traveled south and over that time frame. So we continued testing. We brought up, bottles for additional testing and the kits that we needed and so on. But having the testing facilities not available here is very challenging. The type of testing that is required to detect hydrocarbons is not available in just any lab. It's a specialized test that's required and not part of the regular testing regime. So there you go.
Hei maa, kajukat October 15 me pipalea julegi apostotilogi October 2 me tamanna kauja jaukeanganga osuala sunnegeanga emme nunalle pauja legi kuekane ja tinga kauja saka ja sitte autuki jumbata kauja keilu tillo enulle maano annea tulegiine teissamani naatiin uja piutillugu taakua kauja saka ja sitte autuki juju taakunnengalo tuovea kattu te kauja saka sitte ne nasi yaune angata kame yaune angata emem monga yo amalo tete kai ta kunu nga mista no nga yo ta kunu nga sule kawe sa ga lakan ni suina yo yo emem bi kawe sa ta lo te ta na lo pilla ta ngne nga ne ipigi ja us ta u tige lo ne yo yo ma pija ga ya tu yo lo yo yo amalo ta manna ila nga kawe sa ta u tilo go kawe go ta u yo ne kanu itu ya yung mata kawin sa uti te malo imilig yun ni kawin mayisan ni kanu yati ti si yu yu kawin sa tao gala ni ang mata kawin sa uti nasi yu 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 te me tunilo kawin sa uti kibata tin ni at yiging itang ni takwa kawin sa uti kasi yung mata takwa ukala bigi lao si mayabu kawin sa bi sibul ila nagat yao me nagat yao kutuanga ukala bigi lao tigo ammalo taku atuktau yo kawisa uti emi kautakalla gului kawisa kasta ni tau si mayume taana kawisa tau ya gayale kawi jau yungna yugunni anga atuwaya kattangi taku ala taangu ngindingin nukkai ayige ingi tukuti yusi umata maanilo kawisa bekannata tae maa kawisa tau itigi gyalingi kawisa tillaginno kawisa between now with mun nasti yoga ya kajumata te melanga takko.
That's a good question. I'm going to add to that, Nick. As you and every other reporter in this room knows, I'm extremely open with the press and always have been. Even my term from 2012 to 2015. The reason I've been spirited, as you say, I would say even worse than spirited, but towards Nanatsiak News especially, is because it was wrong. Not only did we not gamble with the water safety, we've been working around the clock. The worst part about Nanatsiak News is their comment section, as everybody in this town and territory knows, is a vile cesspit of nonsense. The managing editor of the new managing editor told me about 9 months ago that he was working on a fix to fix that, with it be a Facebook login. They've done nothing, and they're allowing the anonymous commenters to post complete garbage, especially towards city staff who are literally working night and day to get this through. And that's why I have been spirited towards that one paper in particular. Typically, I really enjoy Nanatsiak News, and I enjoy working with all of the reporters that we have in town, let alone just Nanatsiak News. But when an editor that doesn't even live in town posts, clickbait with non-factual information on it, and then allow their commenters to attack city staff, I obviously am going to take great concern to that. If the public want to attack me, I'm here every day. I have big shoulders, and I'm not worried about it. I stood in front of everybody to be voted for, and I'm here for that. But I'm not going to allow people to anonymously attack our staff, especially in an article that is wrong. Thank you, Jeannie. Corinne?
Dr. Corinne Wood Donnelly, just north. My question is for Mayor Bell. Can you just clarify your earlier comment about the army being in town to search for new sites? Are you suggesting that they're looking to develop a new treatment plant? And are there any other options being considered to achieve long-term water security for the residents of Iqaluit?
Mayor Bell, mo tana te kutiga uhakaua ve ona likone tamaunga tohangne anakai lutin tamaunga te ngai kanui gea tongo sumata salama seve samelo enong ne kinong ne anakato ve uhakaua ve kanulata ke ngai tamane halunne pilagi gea tongo angata.
Thank you, Crane. So the government of Nunavut is working with the government of Canada right now on that request. The only thing I do know is that there are people on the ground currently in town that just flew in, looking at multiple different sources of water that would have the staging ground big enough for their facility to land in. I believe the government of Nunavut asked for a treatment center, and it would be one of the treatment centers that normally is deployed to disaster areas like Haiti. There's multiples across the world that have happened. And that will work. Yeah, it's a mobile unit. Thank you for that word. It was escaping me for a minute. So I know they're here doing that. I don't know how far along they are in the process. That would probably be more of a GN question. But I do know that we have, Amy will talk a minute about the steps that we're taking for the short term and hopefully long term. But we submitted last week on Friday an application to the Government of Canada to fix our long term water supply, and that was in the ballpark of $180 million. And that didn't include the treatment center yet. So, there's a big need, and we're definitely going to need the Government of Canada's help to get this, fixed up for our complete water crisis, which has been going on for 6 years now. Interpretation, and then I'll get, okay. Sorry, one second.
Takwa nunavu gavamakunge kanata ulu gavamakunge pilaga katege matata sumua tusara ngusima yumu ma nalo kawi malunga tika kata tuka kawi yo unalistani namituina inigi jau inaga yatu yatu ne namaka yatu me te sumua atuwa yatangano emilagi viuga yatu mo kinengata sukutiano unaga yamanga ta ko pilaga ya khatta sima yo ulwa khaja khatte lugo khanu to khalla khatte lugo sulo hate me amalo no na wale mame khanu to na khanu to kasu gumma thana poigo sima khata ko khanu to yau su gumma ga kese ane nasta khatta kasta ulone emele ga yutisa ulone sunna kota kotigeya khawa yimange tunga khanu tege ma na pilaga lamanga ta kese ane apakuta ga luotto kai non ho gamma ma quello che non so così ho lotto me lo tema a che fare ya to me tamana kai 180 million me perché si is mangi to le email re you just me salo me ga ho just me te se io fanno quello ne tan e memo is the malo not to me go to fatte lo tra tan pe you to us me your tema.
Excellent. Thank you for all those questions, everybody. We're going to move on to Dr. Patterson for an update on the results, the findings.
Sure. Thank you.
You have to turn your mic on there.
Thank you, Mayor. We're going to bring up a PowerPoint presentation, and I'll be talking as these slides are up. Chris, can you bring... Or how do we get it up onto that screen? There's a way to bring it up. Oh, 1 second, sorry. There we go. All right. Okay, so can we see the next slide, please, Chris? So we're going to talk through a few things, give some more background about who is helping in this response, what we've tested for. We're going to do an overview of the treatment train that's contained, or the it describes the way that water is treated and handled at the city's treatment plant. We're going to go over the sample results that we've received based on from the samples collected on October 12th and 17th, and review the significance of the findings that we have so far. And then we're going to describe the plan moving forward.
Koyanami mayor takwa unikala ne attacka aulangi tukku unikala yasimayu amese ungitu ukhawsa kanne attu ko takku ne unika khannenne kikko ikayon mangata ammalo kisume khawe sasse mammangata ammalo kanu kamage jawge yaru tissangenne pandasi mammangata ammalo khawe sagassane khawe sima yattinni October 12 me 17 milotakwa hawisa hotau yu yu amma lokisum ni manna pis ha tusa gasta hotu hamangata.
So obviously there's a number of groups responding, and as the mayor and others have mentioned, first and foremost, it's incredibly impressive the way Iqaluit have pulled together with things like water buddies and other grassroots and ad hoc responses to this. Lots of staff and local city staff and local organizations. We've been involved in a number of discussions and have been grateful for advice from federal experts on drinking water. And there have been a number of departments within the GN who have been involved, not just health, but also Department of Environment and Community and Government Services, and local and other environment and water quality testing firms have stepped up and provided support. So we've sampled for petroleum hydrocarbons, gas, diesel, those molecules like or substances like that. In addition, we've sampled for some of the substances of major concern, benzene, xylene, toluene, and ethyl benzene, which are some of the substances in hydrocarbons most associated with toxic effects. When you're thinking about these fuels like gasoline, diesel, oil, the molecules that make them up are, in order to describe and analyze them, they're divided up into four fractions. And they're literally just labeled F1, F2 through F4 in the results. F1 is typically associated with, or the majority of that is found in gasoline and lighter solvents. F2 is the predominant finding in diesel and kerosene, F3 lubricants and oils, and F4 heavy oils and other lubricants. And obviously we've highlighted F2 for a reason, and because that is one of the predominant findings in the contaminants that made it out of the treatment plant. In addition, the city of Iqaluit regularly tests their water for bacteria, for turbidity, to make sure that the chlorine residual that leaves the treatment plant is enough to maintain protection against microbial activity. And they also regularly test the general chemistry and metal content to ensure that the water is safe.
Benzene, xylene, petroleum, hydrocarbon, toluene, ethyl benzene, how you suck in the dark one, alone at F1, F2, F3, F4 ang lote time how just have to hata hata when F1 meet with gasoline amma tamakwa pojok lo je auta je ila kisore nitok nitok lo je tamakwa F1 meet with F2 meet with lote diesel amma oxalo F3 meet with Also, tavolo jay kinektuil lo amma F4 making lo tay ako may nasa ila kinem nasa kinektuil asagolo jangin jo takole F2 mito ay how you sam nasa kaya bundi so amma also alam me pitaham nasa wala matatako ay inang mito.
Apologies. So this is just a schematic to give you an idea of how the treatment plant works. And for those of you taking pictures, we'll provide PDFs of this presentation later. As we all know, the city collects water at Lake Geraldine, which is raw water, stored there prior to processing. Then the water comes in and passes through ultraviolet lights, which is part of the process of disinfecting the water. Then it's filtered and enters into a mixing chamber that introduces chlorine into the water, which continues the process of disinfecting the water. From there, it sits for a little while in the north clear well, then moves to the south clear well, then out to the treated reservoir, and from there it's distributed to residents either by trucks or through the utilitor distribution system.
Takua unika ne ataka takutiti utiki yumalawate we kanwelinga se umanga ata imilere bi what to me take at in the county me kanu atoktau se umanga te kanu kau yumajuna ogasi Lake Geraldine te natatse imata bi okanne hatato te kanga to ne imi tapunga imi kau te kapi mo se katanga ta tapbalilo kamagi jau batu ne salumatau ge atu ne kupu oyatau lune sani yatau lune lo ammalo pestau telemo illa jau batu ne salamma steetimo te kani lautune tapane kika lautune onnaga neetimo emma kautimo clear well ne rakau janno tapunga takku nigia neetimo emma kautimo tarvo clear well sulle epangannu tapanga tune te kunga imettautin don imiso bio vattumo te kunga imettattiin imiso kattasu teema akrisimane rappattu.
All right, so this slide is showing samples based on the findings on benzene, ethyl benzene, toluene, and xylene. You can see that this is showing samples collected as the water moves along the treatment path, and is showing samples from October 12th, October 15th, and October 17th. There's significant, so Lake Geraldine is clean. There's no detectable amounts of any of these compounds until we sample water from the North Clear well. The clear part of the bar graph, that showing the upper limits of the threshold at which we would start to be have concerns for the health of people who drank this water over the long term. The good news, as I mentioned last week, is that none of these contaminants made it into the distribution system. There is no evidence of benzene or any of the other compounds in the South Clear well in any of our samples, and further into the reservoir and into the distribution system. Although the water in the North Clear well is obviously contaminated, none of these compounds made it out into our drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
tana taba dingwa takum nakta se ina me how you saw to you love to it unlock so tang lo unlong lo tak samal lo te October 12, 15, 17 takwa hanu go te halang to la how you saw down ni tana ke sa ne on na ni to clear well how you saw down ma tabang how you lo la ke hatala to it ibe ilo imang ni to ni takwale sunulin no amma ina tabe hatta tamo nuna ko yo no tabung ako na sining ko lo jangan tay ko how you saw to it tay may linga tapoy je late Geraldine tapin na ina tabila tang hatta to ilo ako sugun nak ta hanga sya to how you saw to mat how you man ako si.
One thing to clarify before we move on to the new, the next slide. By October 17th, the North Clearwell had been bypassed and draining had at least started, if not been completed. So although we continue to sample each of these sites and some other sites every 1 to 2 days, no samples were collected from the North Clearwell on or after October 17th.
How you manage to turn the North Clearwell one on it to October 17th? Go get to the go Saloma image of the weeks on the Ilo Saloma Sato Lunilo. How you sat down a little army? They made to hang a tail at the Menago October 17th. Will out to the go.
Next slide. Oh, whoops, sorry. So this slide is showing the same dates, same sample sites, but is showing those fractions F1 through F4. And the dotted line across all dates and all sites is showing the level at which we would expect health concerns for people who were consuming this water. As we can see, there's a small amount of hydrocarbons present in Lake Geraldine and in the raw intake water, and then a significant spike in the North Clearwell on October 12th, and it is above the health threshold. But again, once you move further along the train, that contamination is being removed and disappearing, and out into the distribution system, the hydrocarbon contamination is below the detectable limit in most or all cases.
Tanale unikane takoyasi takwa uli takusene nalunesi mayo tapani to F1 me F4 monga loti tema sobre o kakaugama ammaluta ko titilla se mayu ullungi nalune se maluti nalle ang mangata ammalo thana sukutiane manga nereo ge yo se mayu attonna ga ya ga nga ilustingin no tema takuyum nagasi o tapanile tasum lake jail de me miki yo alo se mayu te ko pau hydrocarbon nguna ga ka yakka Kristiane angana sao se maluni tapane o nanga ni tumi ema kaute khabbe me tapunga khabbe ki battanga ni so onnatto tamanna pi yatta o se maluni ammalo takwa kanu tige angi yo tige manga kawe satta o ma tunga ni se malatto te kawe satta o tige se manga pi yatta o lo kilugu.
If we can go back, Chris, for 1 second, one question that's going to come up is we know that over the weekend, people were complaining of, had noticed increased smell, and there were complaints about that. The results are still valid when we say that it's non-detectable because the water, as it moves through this process, even as the contamination is reduced to the level at which the lab cannot detect it. The water that's delivered to some houses and some in some settings, it will still have the smell, and it is possible for individuals to smell it even though it's not detectable at that point by our labs. Thank you. So here's our interpretation of the results that we have so far. The North Clearwell and one sample that is not, we were not able to get onto today's slides from October 18th, were the only samples that showed samples to be higher than the values for health, and meaning that the higher than the values at which we would expect or worry about health concerns if this water was being consumed. Go
ahead. Te mai ma tuke hako takwa hausa rata tano onangani to te na ima hauta kambi October 18 utin logo takwa hawi satamene tapani pekasi utisimangi tutu mata Pit utili rumpasin napa resimayangani teme tota rastimaningano isumalu nagayatu ilusumu isumalu gayatavule imemi tumini uganga imemi katana katatakwa tamani atan nagayanga tapani tumina.
On October 18th, we did get one spike in the treated reservoir, and that's associated with the flushing operations that the city has been doing. This occurred well after the Do Not Consume order was in place, and it's a result of the work that the city is doing to clean out the system.
Then, Saloma Satau Sumaratilogo Imok, how is Satau Yuna Mata Ila Ilanga Pekasu Tigana October 18, Titrasumang Totana, Pituta Hato, Ila Pilumasamananga Kutabane, Pituta Hato Taku, Ema Yataulangata, Kuvijaulangata, King Taku, Isuani to Ila. No palera te logo pita harne usatu nanga nalunangitto teme tu mi tema pita pita le meni ime jaktaulak nanga no taakua hattei.
It's important to remember that these hydrocarbons are light. As I mentioned, they'll easily get into the air and create a smell. Things like heating them, shaking them, the aeration that's involved at a tap, those will all contribute to hydrocarbons winding up into the air and creating the smell. And for many people, you will smell it long before it presents a health hazard.
Tamakua pau ukitolo mata tamangotu nami usatu namata uhumeng mo katagalo ako nang mata nai majaw ni usatu nato nalo nang ito imo me tilugi nami tu nati lugi lune sakila ng mga tilugi lune ilan ko nai yao kasu ko medyo tamakua pau ko dui.
So moving forward, the City of Iqaluit is working with GN, federal partners and consultants to ensure that we've identified the source of the contamination. The city is continuing to do the work to remove hydrocarbons from the system. and installing the real-time water monitoring station to detect hydrocarbons. Go ahead.
Nuna le pau yele riko e kalone nuna bo gava makungelo gava matuakulo takwa pele katigito tukusina soato te nakinga na mga tana so kunato tamanalo nuna le pau yele riko ne piyata wale alone so kusimani ulato imeme.
The city is working with consultants to complete the environmental site assessment to ensure that we've identified the source of the contamination. Sampling is ongoing. Some sampling is being done by city staff. Some sampling is being done by Government of Nunavut staff. And combined, we're sampling the water in Iqaluit for hydrocarbons every 1 to 2 days. The city and the government of Nunavut, and now with our other assistance, we are ensuring that people are getting water that can be consumed. And only when the water coming out of the treatment plant is considered safe and consistently safe will we lift the current orders. Thank you.
Nona le pau yaku manda tumle ani pilere hapadle ayu nona avate ani hau yusak tu dinamik hanu manga nona le pau yaku ama nona bu gava maku dalu ne semana sak tu kikutu ne ime hapte hun loge ime hun nak tamene ama taman na hau yusak ta hun na sumat Email me salam mak saya bime email kau tu sakta yo kesane orang yang nak ni cakap tana email yang hangin ni tulis itu tu si majuk pihak taulat.
Perfect. So now I'll thank you for everything. I'll open up for questions, and I believe the first one is sorry. Yeah, for Dr. Patterson. Yeah, not for me. Kent, please state your name.
Kent Driscoll, APTN National News. This is going to be a quick question that I'm going to want a quick follow-up to, so I'll need a second there. Dr. Patterson, October 12th is when the Do Not Consume order was issued. I'm wondering, at what point did your department know you were going to have to issue a Do Not Consume order? What day, what time of day?
Dr. Patterson, me atagyo. October 12th, mutilogo. Kaujo lo ng tamanna le email ya hangin mo. Hanga kamagyo lo na ka email.
Turn mine off.
It was some point, I honestly can't remember the exact time, but it was October 12th when we were informed by the city that city staff had identified obvious contamination in the North Clear well.
October 12th, me.
Okay, Dr. Patterson, I'm just trying to clear up the timeline here, because on October 12th, the City Council met with the Health Department sometime just after noon. The mayor got on Twitter at 3:30 to tell us not to drink the water. The health department didn't do the same until 6 o'clock. Was there an opportunity to tell us sooner, and why was it not taken if there was?
October 12th, we were going to go to the hospital. We were going to go to the hospital at 3:30. We were going to go to the hospital. Ama ilo sila kay kukisane utakin nila ang ta sex mo tulog o hatta sa nalagtuti imi imi kaya hangin ni ngani
As the mayor had already put the tweet out, the opportunity for us to add to that at that point until we could get the announcement drafted and get it interpreted into all four official languages, that was what was taking the time to get that done. So with nothing to add other than the information that had already been put out, we were working on getting that full information out, as the mayor had put mentioned in his tweet.
Sorry.
Meja tuede ko ohagin nila wan tamatuminga imiria hangin nga taunduni imik tana hanulu atoko nago utakila ututalo tako atu kisigi ako din ohausin na tisama no tauge halaw may matatamako utakila watigo tayma ilakan nga hamanga talo utakila watta tayma ohausin litay nila utabon.
Nick Murray, CBC News. I apologize. I had to step out for a moment to do a radio hit, so this may have already been answered, which is kind of why I was hoping this press conference would be earlier in the afternoon. But the big question I have is if the test results are coming back as not detecting any contaminants in the distribution system, I'm just wondering what is contributing to the smell in the water. Why are people still smelling fuel in their water if there's no contaminants through the distribution system?
Mamena walo nik CBC kunni tanat kutigi jumaja unno sakanne pivale khuje khaw galo ma juma ila akawna kanne lukisene tanna hauli hatta gonne ngata go tamasu me ngati pingani hanu makke nga isu ge oxu alu chuno me imang men nai mapan.
There's a few reasons for it. Number one, the hydrocarbons, especially in these fractions F1 and F2, they're very light. They're easily turned into vapor. Even at levels below at which the instruments can detect it, people will be able to smell it coming from the water when the water's been warmed up or aerated so that it's, churned and the hydrocarbons are liberated from the water.
Tema ohakaugama tamanna pau ohittulu ma tamanwa tuina sakaitunilu tema tamanna uningano kai suli nai ma jawbalai jo pau ohittulu ningano tamanna tema le isumaga jaka.
Tana imme piutigillago tutti tautillago unasiti tautillago tamanna tuttinninga pojunga tappanga tu imme neema jauni usamma.
Melanie?
Yes, thank you. Melanie Rashad, Nunatsiak News. I'm just wondering if the North Well hadn't been isolated when it was, do you know how long it would have taken for those other categories of contaminants to make it into the drinking water?
So hostimala tilogo kaoyima be hanu tige akuni utige yume tampani tutu kaunna manga
so the contaminants that were found, the concentrated contaminants found in the North Clear Well, seem to be accumulating in that clear well and remaining there. So it's hard to say exactly how long it would have taken to, for them to say move through the system, but they were really sticking around in that North Clearwell, and they weren't traveling, so they're staying on top of the water, and they remained in that tank for the most part. There wasn't much transfer.
Shortly, add to that we don't know how it's got there. So it would have taken forever because we don't know. Yeah, we don't know that yet. Interpretation. Thank you.
Kadutigi taman na nalunato kiulat ay nga temeling ang sajutay jumine kanukya taman na lunipaw ima kahani galan ni kalune kaya malatang ito kadutigi temeling ang kutan ng mga ama tabo na nalunato.
Kent?
Kent Driscoll, APTN National News. Dr. Patterson, I'm really struggling to understand this timeline here. Now, according to the mayor's Twitter account, he received a call that there would be an emergency meeting with health officials early afternoon on October 12th. If you're calling an emergency meeting, clearly you knew there was a problem with the water. Why did you let Iqaluit Miut drink that water from the time... between the time that you knew and the time you announced it?
Luta Patterson, apelig malaga kalwa kanila ila tukusi yung malaga kakutan na summa mayor katima katika sa umayumani utilagute summa na unu sa katako tukusi yung mabalulaga tuse Tamasa minga kanwe tokalega sanga ne isumalo nasige nga summa e kalome usule emme emme katta ga kharunne ga sanginne kawi katta una sala kawi simala galo atluse isumalo na ga sanganne.
My understanding and recollection is that there was work going on drafting that. And then when the emergency meeting happened and the tweet went out, the decision was made to draft, to work on the formal response that needed, that had more information and to be interpreted into all four languages.
Tamana teme lauto ohausiogi laungat sibuneagut otakige halawatta ta kuninga ohausunna kisamano tauge haktune ohausage launguni tinne pidireang laungallo tamanna tema ohausage nasalauta inuttai ohausunna tauge hahatta laungata atausiumut.
I'll add to that, Kent, that at the time, we didn't know what it was. During that emergency meeting, we knew that we found something in that well. And there was, lots of conversations going on about what it is and how we can handle it. And, I was fast and jumped the gun. I had been out there publicly telling people that our tests were coming back clean because they were. The city testing was coming back clean. And as you can see from Dr. Patterson's presentation today, that it would have always been coming back clean unless we tested that tank, which is typically sealed. Once we found something there, of course, that was a grave concern. And that's why I tweeted right away. Knowing that the government of Nunavut was going to need a little bit more time for more information. But I was concerned the fact that I'd been out there publicly, the city had been out there publicly saying that the water was safe, and then we found this with that clearly something was wrong. And that's why I made the tweet early and, you know, gave the government a little bit extra time to come up with the with all of the information that they could with the information that was provided at the time.
How you mellow when at the souvenir can we let them how you love to walk is the Hariana? Kissing how you met Latala when at the sooner Latamanga, Taimalo, house of it, how to you love in Logotaqua, Illusilico, Pibi Hahomon, how you sat there, Homot, sooner Latamanga, how you love the wood. How you mellow when at the sooner manga, Iluanito.
Nick.
Thank you, Nick Murray, CBC News. The simple answer to this question is because it still smells like fuel. But on a technical level, looking at the graph that you had put up earlier about the water distribution system coming back with none of those yellow bars, which I would presume to be zero, why is the water still unsafe to drink? And I ask this question from the standpoint of there's an incredible amount of resources being pulled together to address this crisis. So again, from a technical level, if the results are still coming back zero from the distribution system, just wondering why is the water still unsafe to drink?
Summa imme sulle imirasaungila summa sulle attana ka imiriasa tamanna amiswalo no ikayotigi tuti pinaswa utautil logo kawisa utau batulu te kwa khusutau na kawiyate beunikanga ne nalune kota kawiyu kanutigi sukustimatigi gayamanga te kwa ngugalo atil logo kawiyu utau simayu summa kera sulle tipiraka.
Because we're not 100% certain. The graphs look great, and we all have a strong suspicion that it is the contaminants were introduced through the North Well, but that's not 100% certain. It could be that it's coming in through pipes earlier on, being introduced into the North Well tank, and then moving out from there, and we just caught it when it appeared in there. And so then by bypassing the North Well tank, if we're not careful, if product contaminant is being introduced intermittently, we could have, if we're not careful and 100% certain, we may have actually increased the risk to Iqaluit. So it's prudent to be certain that we've not only found the site, that we've isolated it, and can be 100% certain that we are delivering water that's safe to drink.
How you might need to know Tabba, Kissel Latang, Manga, 100% me, Ma, how you might Latang in Nata, Kangi Gisimayagalua, Tabunga, North Well, Wanangani to Mot, Emma Kautimo, Tabani to Nakinga Latatuni Tabunga, Isiokanamanga, Ila Imilkano Tabunga, Sumunatum, Imimu Hanamanga. Sululing it to take my agami, Taman Nahari Yola, you take his mamma go, it begitang it could go. So go near Simamanga, Atana Runanga, Illusamo, Isamalo not to meet it, Tiguman at a tame, Imitao Hatahu Ying it, Tiakala, what Tana, Pirto Simalaralo at the local Soro Simayo, Kissian is Sule, how you malatang in Nata.
Kisulata Ken.
Ken Driscoll, APTN National News, and I promise this is my last one. Dr. Patterson, informing the public of non-drinkable water is a health department responsibility. I'm wondering, why does the department's desire to have a formal release in four languages with all the bells and whistles outweigh the department's responsibility to tell us the water is bad as soon as you know?
Lota Patterson, Tana, Emil, so was the Matilogo, Anna Hanangi Tulrikola, Bingata Kamagi, Yasamari, Galangago, Amalo, Okakauga, Vitisaman, Okausen, Titarata, where has the man go? How you got a laritilus, how you kate out to the air handing in Nassi, Tamasuma Missan, Wesimalu Nassiningani?
Because it still takes time to collect the information that we can get out and tell people what's going on, and to ensure that we're doing the right thing and get it out in all four languages at the same time.
I'll add, that's why I haven't been talking about public health issues and reports since that moment, because I know, you know, my tweet may have caused some panic without the proper information there, but I wanted it out as soon as possible. And that was a personal decision I made on my own, based on the fact that I had been out there publicly saying that everything was safe. And then the unknown that we found in the tank, of course, made me, re-question all, obviously, why were all our tests safe? We've since found out that they would continue to be safe regardless, because of it was isolated to that one, basically isolated to that one North Well tank. So all of our tests would have continued to be safe and are continuing to be safe. But again, that's why Dr. Patterson is here, and that's why we've been leaning on them for public health related releases.
Te mangila tapa te ma nilia kanil wasi mangila nga inuli mano ilusila rinamme pi ibjakatunga te na tuaduku naluneo yagaluaga atananda gatugu te meri lautilunga isi maalu latitinna kumma kise ani tusatta utautike kuji yugama tamasuma missano atananda ngani ubanga nammini isi maalu utakatunga ammalu imme kanuingin nagata o tuin nagata tillo ko kau isaga yung tillo ta kau yaman yung imma tamakon nga kau isaga o ta kalau tillo ta ten na atos imma kau ti kambe North Well ng nagata o bato te kanga nanisisima yung katillo ko te maluta para sa me tunga be kalwa kata kung atamas mamesano ilusilag tillo ko.
Melon.
Melanie Rashad, Inatsiak News. I'm wondering if it was ever an option to post that first do not drink advisory while you waited for the initial test results, just in case, since people were smelling fuel.
It wouldn't have been appropriate based on those concerns, and I'm not trying to invalidate the concerns that residents had brought forward. You can see from when we did issue the Do Not Consume order, the amount of work and resources that have been expended in ensuring that residents have safe water during this period. It's immense. And I moved over to public health about 5 years ago now. I think this is the fourth or the fifth time I've been involved with concerns about an oil or oil-like smell in water. And it's the first time that it's been confirmed to be oil in the distribution system that's presented a risk to the entire community. These other incidents were in other communities. And so we have to be very careful when we put out messages that affect the entire community to this degree, and we have to make certain that it's justified and appropriate.
Nā makayala ngā mā te mā ammalo isamalo tili isamalo tingene atungwete tika sulunga pengitunga kisiane emirea kanginere isimaname uka isimala tilo ta tamana pelerea nguena launga nuna lilo takua emikarea katuti emitiabame sorongitume tamana emirea katuti nginioyo angijualume atuisimamma ammalo aneakannangitulegiikkunnu ilusilerenammo inulimaanu eqqaneiarpi muulausimaga matallimani aaguni anikustimalattuni teemanganit ammalu teemangani teikungajugama tallimagilattangani qaviisima liteennartunga tamatumiga ostualussunnerujuujaattumi tipeqaqattannereiyunni imimmit sivulle paatteamelu teema sullulle qautinginnu imaqautigivattangennorsimajume qaujigeoqutigittaqqaqa asinginni tallimagilattanganiilaqataaqama asinginni nunalinni teemeettoqaqattassimammimma ammalu taakkua tusattitti'yutigineartapu teemaatigi pivi'yuangutillugu tusattautitteaqattareaqaqatta tukusinerlutittineanginatta.
Nick Murray, CBC News. Just because you had said earlier we're not 100% sure that's what the issue is, what percentage of certainty would you put on it that we've identified what the problem is?
Nick Murray, CBC, good Nick. Tamanna teime tu man kanutiki kiangai
So based on the evidence that we have, based on the sample results that we have from the various locations and points in the distribution system, the investigation has led us to believe that the contaminants discovered in the North Clearwell are coming from outside the plant and making it into that tank, leaching through that tank. This will be confirmed once we have the concrete testing complete and results back, and once the environmental site assessment is complete.
So percentage-wise, what are we looking at?
I can't give you percentage.
Takua malituge kawisago tausima yo kawisago tigisima yatine sogun natune teikanga ime kautaka biyo silatane nga tuti tapunga ilwano kakatanga nakinga alata mga tukusi yo gunnagane ammalo kanutige angitigin mga apekutige katanga go kawi mangitugu kanutige angitigin lata tume sogun natu kasima mga.
Trevor Ray, Nunavut News. It seems like a basic question, but when could we start drinking our water again?
It's too soon to say at this point. Obviously, the flushing process is ongoing. The work to make sure that we've that the north tank, north well tank has been is the source of the contamination. That's ongoing. The important thing, the other thing to consider, we have the contingency plans in place with the federal government support with the mobile water treatment plants as contingency plans if this continues beyond the point where we can continue to rely on the river or bottled water to deliver safe drinking water to Iqaluit.
Tamana sule khau sa gyu nang ta bu khila me lo anga khau sa ri laung mi mata ku a i me ye van le ne ak tuit a sulu li ni tapis me nga i me ye van le ngin na ne ak tuit a ha na lu na ta ha no tigi lang am nga gaba ma khana ta gaba ma ku nge khalo i ka yok tu go lo tamas me nga a i me le ren me tan na te ha tu ti lo
Seeing no other questions, we'll end this press conference now. I just want to say to the citizens that although there is a tremendous amount of work still to be completed, a number of studies that still need to be undertaken, this is good news. You know, we know that that people haven't been drinking contaminated water, which is very important to us. And, you know, we'll get this work done as soon as we can. But thank you for their patience and, you know, thank you. And lastly, I'm just going to thank Julia and Jeannie for interpreting today.